You are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Monday. Got a lot to talk about. I am going to get into why I was in the hospital over the weekend. We're going to talk about episode 9 tonight on The Bachelor, overnight dates, bachelorette talk. Going to talk a little bit about the Traitors reunion that I never got to on Friday's podcast. And we'll get to all that momentarily. Now, I do want to say right off the bat, you could probably hear my voice is a little bit under the weather, and it honestly has nothing to do with why I was in the hospital this weekend. It's completely separate. I just happened to get sick in the hospital. I woke up Saturday morning because I ended up staying 2 days. I woke up Saturday morning in the hospital with the reddest, most scratchiest throat, and I don't know, probably the germs floating around a hospital. I don't know, but that has now turned into a cough. And I can't laugh or else it's going to turn into a coughing fit. And it turned into a little bit of a runny nose. So you might hear me sniffle a little bit. Again, I want to thank everybody who reached out over the last couple days and was curious about what was going on with me. I'm just going to come right out and say it because it's now a part of my life. I have type 2 diabetes. And kind of thrown in my lap on Thursday, you know, not going to lie. I knew something was off about 10 days before I went in to see my PCP on Thursday. For the last 10 days before that, something was off physically with me. It wasn't major. I wasn't sick. I wasn't vomiting, you know, no nausea, anything like that. But there were some symptoms that I was showing that I had never had before in my life. So I go to my primary care physician on Thursday and he tells me, I think you need to go to the ER. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I drive myself to the ER. They hook me up to everything. They monitor everything. And they say, we really want to keep you here overnight for observation because your sugar levels are way too high. And I'm like, I mean, look, this wasn't out of left field. Like I said, I was feeling symptoms for 10 days before that. And I'm very well aware of what I've ate and drank for the last 4 or 5 months and did not take care of my body. The amount, I just don't want to get into it, but basically early onset adult diabetes. This can be monitored, and they really brought my blood sugar level down. They wanted to be, that's why I stayed an extra night. It wasn't at the level they wanted it on Friday. So they're like, you know, these are nurses coming in every 2 hours, pricking my finger, getting blood, and seeing what my level is, my blood sugar level. And it just wasn't at what the doctor wanted it before she released me. And then on Saturday, it was. And they really did a good job. I was hooked up to an IV. I can't say enough about the nurses at where I was at Baylor Scott & White for the last 2 days. And I say that because this, I was talking about it with my family after I got back yesterday or after I got back on Saturday. I realized this weekend, I've never been in a hospital before. I've never stayed in a hospital bed where I was a patient. I stayed overnight. They had to come, you know, check my blood pressure every 2 hours, give me insulin every 2 hours and whatnot. So it was just weird. I was like, wow, I just realized I've never been in a hospital before in terms of as a patient. Yeah, when I had my Achilles surgery, but I checked in at 1 o'clock and I was out of there by 4:30. So I'm talking about like as a patient ordering hospital food and, you know, them giving me a carb conscious menu. I can't even laugh because it's going to start making me cough. But having a carb-conscious menu, I'm putting in my order. I'm like, okay, can I get a grilled chicken breast with some broccoli and a scoop of mashed potatoes? Where am I at right now? Because they wanted a certain number. I'm like, oh, you got this many carbs. I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be my life. But, yeah, basically, for those that don't know, it's just a lifestyle change now that I'm in. I'm going to have to, you know, obviously get back to the gym, which I plan on doing. I was going to start today, but not with this cough, because I'll be coughing all day long in the gym if I get my blood pumping and breathing heavy. So I got to wait till this subsides, but get back to the gym, and I have to eat better, and I have to monitor all my food, and I have to give myself shots every day. I don't know if any of you out there know somebody or are type 2 diabetic. You know pretty much what I'm going through right now, and it's not anywhere. Like, I feel like I got sent home on Saturday, and I feel like I've already mastered what I need to do. It's while it's tedious, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it takes me 30 seconds to prick my finger and check my blood, and it takes me 30 seconds to give myself an insulin shot now. Like, that's what my life is for the time being. This doesn't mean I'm going to be doing it the rest of my life, but it's all determined on me, how diligent I am on eating better and getting better physically to where my blood sugar levels back down to a normal range where I'm not going to need insulin shots, and maybe, you know, they keep it insulin with pills, you know. But the shots, like, I'm not scared of needles. It's never been a thing with me. The needles are so small. It's just a small prick. It's not that big of a deal for me. But I know maybe for some people out there, maybe it is triggering, and it is. So I'm not saying that you're a wuss if you don't like needles. But for me, it's just never been a thing. Let's say, you know, they came into my room. Oh, my gosh. How many times from Thursday to Sunday did someone come in and prick me in the arm with insulin or prick me in the finger to draw blood so they could read my blood sugar level? I've lost track. 30? I mean, it was just like every 2 hours, I felt like that was happening. I had an ultrasound of my tummy. That was interesting. Now I know what it's like to be a woman and go in and see the sexier baby. They put the jelly on my belly and rolled the wand over it and just took a bunch of pictures. I said, this is interesting. I swear she must have said, take a deep breath and hold 50 times. And that's all I did. I just had to keep taking deep breaths and holding. So just a very, very interesting, certainly a wake-up call. I want to thank my doctor for having the wherewithal to be like, I think you need to go to the ER on Thursday because there's nothing I can do here to treat you. You need to get this checked out. And to the doctors where I was, a great job. But I just wanted to be open and honest and share that with everybody. And doesn't change anything about me as a person. It just means that, you know, when I'm in Vegas or when I'm in California, I just have to add an extra step to my mornings, which is giving myself insulin shots and watching, you know, what I eat. Like, I can, you know how much I've talked about Olive Garden and whatever, but, you know, my eating habits were terrible. And, you know, as great as the Olive Garden is, that is loaded with carbohydrates, and I have to watch my carb intake every meal. And so, if I have a meal from Olive Garden, is it going to set me back days and weeks? No, not at all. It just means I can't have stuff as frequently as I was having it, and I don't even want to get into the frequency of the garbage food that I've been eating for the last 5 months. And that's what got me in the position that I did, and that's why I told you on Friday, you gotta, as you get older, you gotta take better care of your body. And be honest with you, I wasn't, and it caught up to me. So here I am right now as a diabetic. And it's weird, you know, never really thought about it, but this all came to me on Thursday. You know, I find out Thursday and you're just like, whoa, now I have to have lifestyle changes. I got home Saturday, threw a bunch of stuff out that was in my refrigerator. You know, it's just a different, I just got to be careful. And I just got to, you know, not even be careful. That sounds like ominous if like, oh my God, if I have a slice of pizza if I eat at, you know, Pizza Hut, all of a sudden my sugar level is going to spike and I'm going to, you know, go crazy. No, it's not bad at all. Because the insulin shots are also evening out what I do, what I eat. But since Thursday, I have not had one sugary drink and I have not had one fried food or any pasta. And it's tough. Like, that's how reliant I was. To be honest with you. And it's been really weird not having that stuff. But there is also a part of me right now that, while I think I should be craving it, I'm not dying. I saw a Burger King commercial during March Madness yesterday, and I wasn't like, ugh, I need 2 double cheeseburgers now. Like, and before, I could easily be influenced by a commercial. So, I don't know. Like, I've started out well. It's 4 days. This is something that's going to, you know, take a while, but it's something I can beat. It's not something that I'm going to be living with for the rest of my life unless I don't take care of myself. It's something I can beat. I can get my blood sugar levels down. I can get my A1C down, and that's where I'm at. I'm sorry this took 10 minutes for me to tell you, but I wanted to be open and honest. I was debating whether even to talk about it and just give a generic, but that's what I've been going through. I think I'm going to I have a meeting with my doctor today. I know a lot of you have noticed this when you've seen me on video. I've had dark circles under my eyes for a few years, and I've never known what it was. People are like, why don't you use what the, you know, the actual contestants use, and use those eye, you know, those eye masks and whatever. And I was like, look, I've tried those. But I didn't know what it was. That stuff wasn't working. I did it for 2 months straight. I put those things under my eyes twice a day for 20 minutes for 2 months straight, did nothing. So seemingly, I think maybe that's what this is, just not way too much sugar and way too dehydrated. And that's why, you know, trust me, I don't like it. I see myself on video sometimes. I'm like, ugh. But I think this can help, you know, because I've seen myself before I had those circles. And I'm like, I was healthier then. So hopefully that helps as well. I mean, it's just a lot of things here. But again, that's my story moving forward. And, you know, I would appreciate, look, I absolutely appreciate everybody that reached out to me. However, I do not want any internet doctors telling me what I should and shouldn't do. I'm listening to my doctor who has told me exactly what I need to do. They have lowered my blood sugar level by over 150 points since Thursday. So clearly they know what they're doing. I just don't need anybody telling me what to do, and don't listen to your doctor. They're quacks. Please don't. I don't need that. I have a regimented thing of what I need to do every day, and I got to start doing it. And I've done it, you know, ever since I got back yesterday. Before every meal, I have to check my blood sugar level. And before every meal, I have to inject myself with insulin. It's pretty simple. Takes me maybe an extra minute. So anyway, thank you all who reached out, and that's where I'm at. So we move forward, we march ahead, and everything remains the same. This podcast is brought to you by Earth Echo Foods and their healthy, feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. You'll fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, helping reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and help combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. Not only that, it's gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, and vegetarian diet friendly. This definitely is something that I could help, because while I have chocolate, this is not chocolate that is high in carbs. So, as a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve. Use discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. If you don't remember that website address, it's okay. Go to the show description wherever you listen to your podcast. Click on Earth Echo Foods and it'll bring you right to the landing page. Okay, so tonight is episode 9, Overnight Dates. I'm sorry I did not get Instagram photos out, but at this point, the Instagram photo reel would be maybe 3. You know, it'd be like, hey, here's episode 9, spoilers, there's 3 women left, and he sends Rachel home. Now, if you listen to Friday's podcast, and we're talking about the Women Tell All and what I had gathered so far, still have another week to find out exactly if I can get any more details, like what happened with Sydney, who exactly went up to the hot seat outside of Maria and Rachel, is that tonight's episode will end with a cliffhanger. Rachel will still be on the show when tonight's episode ends. And then as we start next week's episode, it'll be the conclusion of whatever happens between Joey and Rachel. He clearly either sends her home or doesn't give her a rose. And then that'll go straight into the Women Tell All next week. And then the 25th is your finale. So that's really all I have to give tonight. I have not, you know, I'd say that while I was in the hospital, all I could do was be on my phone and read stuff and look at stuff. But I can't say, I was very tired. And I just didn't spend a ton of time on social media stuff this weekend. So for tonight's overnight dates, yeah, there isn't a whole hell of a lot to share. 3 women are going to get overnight dates. Don't ask me, hey, who did he sleep with? I have no idea. So this one is pretty standard, but it will end tonight with Rachel not being sent home. I don't know if it's going to end with her date, how the order is of everything. Just know that we're going to have a cliffhanger heading into next week. And then next week's episode will start probably, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes of whatever the ending is, and then go into Women Tell All. Now, I know your other question is, what's going on with Bachelorette? Who's going to be the Bachelorette? Like I've told you for weeks, this is probably a situation where it's between Maria and Daisy. And I think the show is very well aware that they are deciding between Maria and Daisy. I do not think that they have made a decision yet. And they know that they can screw with people right now because everybody is basically looking at everything Maria and Daisy are doing. And we also know, if you heard Susie on a podcast recently talk about the fact that last season, it was down to Susie and Charity for Bachelorette. And Susie basically said, they just kept me in the dark, and they kept me in the dark, and they kept me in the dark. And then just one day they said, we've decided to go in another direction. They didn't even tell her it was charity. They just said, we decided to go in another direction. So they can do that with Daisy and Maria. You know, you hear things like I've heard again, you know, like kind of every season. I've heard, oh, they're going with Maria. I've also heard, oh, they're going with Daisy. So it's clearly that's just people throwing shit out. There's nothing to prove anything. You basically got a 50-50 shot of being right because it's going to be one of these two women. But ABC can do whatever they want because they've got us all over a barrel just dissecting everything Maria does and hanging out in L.A. this weekend after Women Tell All and taking pictures with cops, and Daisy's hanging out with her friends from the show. It's just nobody knows. Nobody knows anything. Hell, I could get an email from someone in Maria's family that tells me, Steve, they chose Maria, and I'd be like, I don't know if you know this, but they've told other people in the past, you are our next bachelorette. You are our next bachelor. And then they didn't give it to them at the last minute. So I don't know how I'm going to get the ending, or not the ending. I don't know how I'm going to get the confirmation that I need for Bachelorette, because I'm telling you, it could come from anybody, and I'll be like, yeah, but you don't understand. They've told people in the past they are the lead, and all of a sudden they weren't because they changed their mind at the last minute. And they know they can do that. Hell, they might have both women film intro videos. They might have both women do fittings. And, you know, get their wardrobe set up for next year, for next season, so they can make a choice at the very last second and just be like, all right, here, we've already gone through everything. Here's their wardrobe. We're all set to go. This is this. And we just need to make a decision on who we want to go with, and then tell them at the last minute. They've done it before. They'll do it again. So anything you hear, you know, like I said, it's a 50-50 shot. It's not like, oh, my gosh, someone's going to come out of left field and be the seventh place finisher this season is going to end up being the Bachelorette. No, it's more than likely, based on everything that I've heard, going to be between Daisy and Maria, and we'll just see what happens. You know, based on the social media activity from Maria's fans, gosh, I would hate for her not to get it, because those people might riot and pillage towns, because they are an unhinged group, to say the least. It's not Maria's fault, but my gosh, you guys need to calm down about Maria as your favorite. Daisy's got some stands as well, but I haven't seen it this bad for a while for Maria. And, you know, it's just, again, I try and relay this to people. It's just not as big of a deal as you're making it out to be. This isn't some decision that is going to change the fabric of television for the next, I don't know, 4 months while this person is filming and then airing their season. Like, it's just a choice of who's going to be the Bachelorette. We're not talking about nuclear football codes here that, oh my gosh, they're giving Maria the nuclear football. No, they're making her the Bachelorette, or they're making Daisy the Bachelorette. It's like, guys, you got to calm down about this stuff. It's not that big of a deal. Who gets it? My job remains exactly the same. Get you the spoilers. And that's all I'm looking for. But just know, this is something that is going to be debated over the next couple weeks. And this show has pulled the wool over numerous people's eyes before. So just be prepared on anything you hear saying, oh, it's totally going to be Daisy, or oh, it's totally going to be Maria. No, it's not. You know, it's just, there's nothing solid. And finally, when I did my podcast on Friday from the hospital, I had just watched the Traitors finale, and I thought it was great. Had some questions about Trishelle. I watched Trishelle's interview with Johnny Bananas on Death, Taxes, and Bananas podcast. I still didn't quite understand it, because I understand what she said, like, oh, CT gave me the shield. Why would he give me the shield? Because he was a traitor. Oh, CT let me do this. But the thing was, why didn't you just stick with CT with your second vote as well, instead of on the revote saying, you know what, I couldn't do it twice? It just seemed like maybe it was done for dramatic purposes, but I have no problem with CT and Trishelle winning. I get why MJ is upset. I watched the reunion show. I thought it was a little over the top for MJ to be as bothered as she was, because it wasn't personal. These games aren't personal. However, there are some shows and are some seasons where they do take it personal, and they have friendships outside the show, and then they get on the show and they say, oh, I thought you were my friend. It's like, yeah, they're still your friend, but they're playing a game, and they're playing a game for some money, and they wanted to win $208,000, and they didn't want to split it three ways. They wanted to split it two ways. So I totally get why CT and Trishelle did their thing. The reunion show was like, again, these reunion shows are so choppy. I think they can be better. Now, did I see correctly? I want to end with this. Did I see correctly that season 40 of The Challenge just left for filming over the weekend, Friday or Saturday? Most of them left to go to filming. I believe it's in Vietnam. And did I see it's an Eras season? 10 people from Era 1, 10 people from Era 2. It's going to be 40 people on this season. But we don't know what that means in terms of how it's going to work. But every single person that you think would be on an Era season is going to be on the next season of The Challenge, based on what I saw. So that's going to be really cool. The whole Eras thing, obviously a knockoff of Taylor Swift, makes a whole lot of sense. But damn, this looks pretty awesome. It's just a matter of they've got 40 people to start the show. Well, I know in past seasons they start with like 32, so maybe it's just 8 extra and they just get rid of a couple of them quicker. Maybe there's a guy, maybe there's a man and a woman that gets eliminated every episode, because that seemed that would kind of cut it down quicker than normal. But is it going to be like once one era is gone, then it's just eras 2, 3, and 4 against each other? Are they competing as eras, like 10 people, like on the first challenge of the show? Is it going to be era season 1, or, you know, eras 1 versus eras 4 and eras 2 versus eras 3? And whoever loses gets thrown in. So many possibilities. But when I saw that cast, that rumored cast for Challenge Season 40, Eras, I was like, this is going to be awesome. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but if you just Google it, I'm sure you can find it. But yeah, this looks really, really good. I can't wait. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review. Also, you got to hit play. It doesn't do good enough anymore for it to download into your feed. You got to hit play. And that'll help my podcast. Again, the Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. It's a new life from here on out. Got to make some changes, and I'm going to do that. It's my goal to do that, and I just want to be healthy. And I definitely want to get to a point where I'm not having to inject myself 5 times a day. Not that it hurts. Not that it's a big, huge inconvenience in my life. But it just is telling me, well, if you get to a point where you don't have to do this anymore, that means you've done well. And that means you've listened to the doctors, you've gotten your health under control, you're working out, you're doing better. And that's what I plan to do. Thank you, everybody, again, who reached out over the last couple of days. So thank you very much. Like I said, Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Enjoy The Bachelor tonight, and I will talk to you tomorrow.